It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Clexton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was a kid that was driving that Model A.
And welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is the Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Clarkson. You have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, serving Mobile since 1939. Alabama Pipe and Supply, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Fantabulous Seafood Shed. Yep. On top of the hill at Spanish Fort. Yes.
Trying to lose my dang voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope everybody had a good week. At least the weather has been better.
Yes, yes.
Nothing's frozen over
no
or
snow.
Anything like that.
Thank God, no snow.
Yeah, I'm good with the snow being gone.
Yeah, I've had it with snow. Okay.
I've had enough of that for a few years.
I just pray that we don't see another one of those 7-8-inch deals anymore, and I don't believe we will in my lifetime because I've been on this earth for 11-7 years, and that's the first time I've seen that kind of snow.
Yeah.
You know, we had an inch or 2 inches or 3 inches or something a couple of times.
Right.
But never
right.
No 7-8 inches, man. That was woo.
No, there was enough of that, that's for sure. But I hope everybody got through it well and, didn't have any problems with anything frozen in your cars or anything like that. But like I say, if you have any issues or if you did have any problems, then, give us a call. Let's talk about it a little bit. But you can give us a call at 343-0106. But other than that, I guess we're just here sit around and chat.
Let's talk cars. Yeah, we'll. I'm sure we've got a couple of our number one fan and number two fan out there, and we're going to see who's going to be number one this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's going to be number two? So we'll see how that works out.
Right, right.
I just hope Marcus is doing okay. I hadn't heard from him in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
But we did hear from the big jarhead there, Marine buddy of ours.
Yep.
U.S. Marines, and he's going to be riding in the parade, man. Got him a horse.
I'm sure he's going to be getting ready for all that. I know, I think Dauphin Islands, they had their first parade
this past
weekend. I think they got another one next weekend, I think.
Yeah,
so
kicking off season. Hollinger's Island's got theirs on the 14th, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 14th or 15th.
Yeah.
Let me look up my dates here on my little sheen.
Yep, absolutely.
February, it's going to be February 15th.
Yep.
February 15th.
But, we're just sitting around talking and that and thinking, but, the car prices have gotten, and they're up there, yeah.
They are, yes.
You get what you pay for, but. Yeah, it's a big ticket item for now, for sure, which makes it more important to keep your maintenance up, keep your car in good shape, and you can hold on to it longer. Because that's one of the better parts of all this is the majority of our cars nowadays are holding up a lot better and longer than what they used to.
Well, back in the day, I can remember in the 50s and 60s and 70s, when coming up through there, if you put 100,000 miles on a car, that sucker was wore out.
Yeah.
Motor and transmission all was wore out. Mm-hmm. But now with all of the very unique ways of fuel and the computer control ignition and all of that stuff and then now the influx of our different types of, or better fuel on the one hand, got the lead out of it, the oils, the synthetic oils and all.
Right.
It's, if you get 200, it's nothing to put 200 miles on one now.
Yeah, 200,000.
Yeah.
Is not a stretch.
Yeah.
The Tahoe that my wife drives has got over 200 on it. And I'll climb in it tonight and go somewhere. It wouldn't worry me.
Yeah,
it
wouldn't
least.
Bother me. Yeah. Well, my town car is rolling over 100,000 now.
Yeah.
And I've had it for quite a few years now, but I'm going to drive it. I'm going to shoot for 200.
Yeah.
And because I can't buy another car that rides like that.
Right.
And I can still get over 20 miles per gallon out on the highway driving, mm-hmm. 70, 75. So, why change? But what in that regard, though, back in the day, we used to have to change your spark plugs and fuel filters and air filters and all that stuff like 30,000 miles.
Right.
Now they're saying 100,000 miles on the plugs. But they haven't ever said anything about belts and hoses.
Yep.
Now, I have changed the serpentine belt
mm-hmm.
on my car because one of those belts up front runs everything.
Right.
So I went ahead and changed that at about a 60,000 mile deal.
Yeah.
But where are we at on the spark plugs and that kind of stuff? What do we need to consider?
Most of our vehicles nowadays is 100,000 miles on the plugs. The ones that do have plug wires, they don't really recommend them until you need them. Which is still, if you go 100,000 miles, in my opinion, if you're going to change plugs, let's put wires on it too.
Well, right.
Yeah. But, just the basic maintenance of like the belts and the hoses, that kind of stuff, it's not unusual for them to go 6-7 years, there's a bunch of them running around there, with 200,000+ miles on the belts and the hoses, I'm going to look at the belt way before then.
Right.
And just keep an eye on the hoses and that.
Well, can't you kind of test by the feel of it, especially if it's a technician, on whether or not mm-hmm. a hose is getting bad or not? Is there something to do it yourself or may look at or check on that you would recommend doing?
Well, and one of the things you need to do is you need to look and see if there's any bulges in the hoses and or soft spots. You can get one that when you get one that's going bad, it'll be hard as a rock, like it's just the rubber's gotten hard, or it'll be just spongy feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's got some strength, tensile strength, but yet not rock hard.
Yeah, and it's really feel the same down the whole length of the hose. Because there's times where it may have gotten some oil on it or something,
okay.
And it'll start deteriorating.
And if they are oil saturated, you recommend it being changed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, because if you don't get it off of it immediately, it'll just saturate into that hose and it'll deteriorate it. Yeah.
Well, that being said, we have some scenarios where we get some oil leakage
mm-hmm.
in timing chain on some of these vehicles that have timing belts.
Right.
But then the others that don't have timing belts and timing chains have got what we used to call rails. That they're a tensioner that mm-hmm. pivots and rocks on that chain to take the jumping and rattling out of it.
Right.
Keep the slack out of it.
Yeah, most of our, as far as timing belts go, most of our, well, pretty much all of our motors except for the inline six diesel, it still has a timing belt on it.
The diesel does?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be good for, I think it's 150,000.
Okay.
Where all of our little motors back in the day was all had timing belts on them.
Yeah.
That's not the way they're set up. They're set up with the chain and tensioners and all that.
Okay.
That's internal into the motor and lubricated.
Do we find any excessive wear on any of those type vehicles?
No. No, we don't. We don't really have a problem with the chains anymore. There was a time period 20 years ago where they were, getting where they were stretching pretty bad and all that. But all that's been corrected.
Do you feel like it might have something to do with the difference in our oil?
A lot of it is the oil that we use. They've come up with better guides, better chains and all that, but they've also gone to a better oil, and that's made a huge difference,
right.
you know. And that's the key point also is, you know, I know a lot of cars, they boast on, you know, you can go 10,000, 15,000 miles on an oil change. Ain't happening in mine.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
You know, synthetic oil, it's all great. You know, it's just the best thing to run. But for what you spend on a car nowadays. Yeah.
7,000 yeah. miles probably. Is it,
yeah.
You know,
it, I mean, I'm closer to 5.
Right.
You
okay.
Know, but
5 to 7.
Yeah. Know. It.
That's cheap insurance.
That's cheap insurance. You pay a lot more than that for insurance on a car. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. An oil change is cheap.
Yes. So much so.
Sounds like it's time for us to take a break, and we'll let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
So pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raymond along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Looks like we got a couple callers online, so let's take our first one. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Oh, my Lord, it's the number one.
This is Marcus on the phone.
It's the Marcus.
Man,
yeah.
I got a bone to pick with a man by the name of Jarhead.
Uh-huh. Oh my Lord! Well, go ahead. I'm sure he is listening.
For 2 weeks, I have gave Jarhead the right to be the first one on the radio.
I know.
So
I know.
When I see him on the float, I want him to throw me some candy.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you were trying to bribe him and let him be the first caller, or the only caller?
I did it 2 weeks in a row.
Man, yep. You must want a lot of throws.
Yes, sir. I want some moon pies.
I hear you. Well, he's going to have to holler at you so you'll know when he gets there because you can't see him.
Well, he's going to have to jump his butt off the float and put him in my bag.
Well, he's going to be on the house.
Oh, well.
You can ride the horse over there by you.
You need to actually talk to the horse because that's the only one that's going to know what's going on at that point.
Right, that's the only one got any damn sense.
Y'all going to be way back on the tail time I turn left.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Listen, I want to ask both of y'all something. I want y'all to be honest with me.
Uh-oh, we're trying.
What do y'all think about the president wanting to get rid of fossil fuel?
What?
I didn't know he did.
Yep, so. I heard that on radio today.
That wasn't Trump.
You sure?
Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he said today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he said yesterday. What about today? Y'all didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear nothing about getting rid of no fossil fuel.
He's
always bragged about the fact that we've got more fossil fuel than anybody in the world.
I know we do.
Yeah.
I know we do. Well, I don't know. I'm just getting a little nervous.
Yeah,
I'm a gasoline man.
I am too. No, I am not an electricity man. That's the shock you.
Well, I mean, it's just you got to stop and think what all runs off fossil fuel.
Yeah.
I mean, your you know, power that's generated,
but
a lot of it's generated with natural gas.
That's a fossil fuel.
You know, your heating yeah. systems, your cars, and you know, there's just a multitude.
Yeah, everything runs on fuel and fossil fuel.
Yeah, and it's not like you can just stop pouring fossil fuel in it and pour something else in, you know. They'd have to come up with something totally different and replace all that infrastructure to make it work.
Yeah, that
moonshine.
That's not going to work.
I don't believe it. Moonshine will burn.
That stuff is, it's potent.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, what do you think about him putting a terror tax on on these different states.
I love it. Do you see what Mexico's already done?
No.
Mexico and Canada both, as of today, they have said, Mexico says, hey, this tariff stuff, what do you want? He said, I want the border protected. I want the border shut down. I don't want the illegals coming in there.
I definitely want that. I want it shut down.
And he said, I don't want the fentanyl coming through there.
Yeah.
You know, so they're sending 10,000 Mexican National Army up there.
Okay.
10,000. So he said, okay, I'm going to hold the tariffs for 30 days. Let's see how this works out. Canada calls today and did the same thing. Canada's putting 10,000 people on the border.
Up down their line.
Yeah, right. And they said, okay. He said, we'll hold it for 30 days and let's see how it works out.
Well, I want it to work out.
Hey, you know what's funny?
It works out.
I was watching Payne a while ago, stock guy. Awesome gentleman, smart as hell. And he said, you know what's funny about it? He said, Ecuador just put a tariff on Mexico today.
Are you kidding, for real?
Yeah, Ecuador. Yeah, for Mexico, letting all that stuff happen to their country.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I don't see him doing the fossil fuel thing as you state that you heard, because he just shut down the windmill stuff on the eastern seaboard. Yeah, see, I don't see that. That's not. You must have been listening to CNN.
No, I was listening to WABB.
Uh-oh, that's bad, too.
See?
That's bad, too.
Hey, don't forget now, they ain't in business no more. It's WABB something.
I know. Yeah, because I was on WABB for 18 years, and Kevin used to come over there all the time, too.
Yeah.
Yep, I used to go to the Freeman House.
Oh, yeah, next door. Right next door to it.
Mm-hmm. Good place.
Yeah, it was. That was good grocers. You know, that's the same lady that owns the Health Hut out on Shielders Road.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Man, you're doing some history tonight.
Well, I am history, man.
I ain't making no comments.
Well, look.
My comments say if you ain't got nothing good to say.
Hey, well, that's okay. Look, when me and George was coming across the Delaware in that canoe, and that wooden boat, and we had all the pieces of ice and all in it. He said, Claxton, shut up and keep paddling. He said, I see right now you're going to be a pain in somebody's butt for the rest of your life. I said, yes, sir. I'm going to do it. He said, I told you to shut up.
Yeah.
I said, yes, sir, Mr. George.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, man, I love y'all, and I'm sitting here listening to my favorite program.
All right, Marcus, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
We listen.
And when you don't hear from me, Tom, call me. You got my number, man.
I certainly have, yeah. We listen to one of our favorite guys, too.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
All right, we love you, buddy. Take care.
Love you, too. Take care, Phil.
You, too.
Bye.
Always good to hear from Marcus. And then we got another caller. Yeah. Caller, you was? Yellow?
He called.
He gone, I guess. If you were on hold there, give us a call back, and we'll get to you. But anyway, where were we?
We were talking about some of the things.
Just
on the
maintenance
cars.
Issues.
All right, he back.
Somebody back.
I call.
Caller, you with us?
Laissez-les bâton rouler.
it'd be the horse rider there.
Yep.
You know, I was actually worried about Marcus, and I was going to ask you if he's doing all right. I figured, you know, with old bald head of his, you know, he might have been out getting it waxed or something, you know.
I know, man, getting it polished, getting it chromed on.
Now he didn't come in here talking smack.
I know it. But, you know, he was trying to be nice to you, Jarhead, because he wants you to give him some good throws.
Well, he's going to have to get out there and get there where I can see him from that horse.
There you go. I told him you're going to have to get in the middle of the street and holler, Jarhead.
Well, you know, this is my second year on a horse, and by the way, I did not fall off last year.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
They got good restraints, hadn't they?
And my horse did not collapse from my weight.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you skinny many, you wouldn't have that problem no damn
right,
way.
Right.
But we do have some nice beads this year to commemorate that. It says, horses' lives matter.
Horses' lives matter.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. But you're talking about Mardi Gras. I was over at Toomey's today. We're going to ride a couple of parades, so I was rounding up some throws and stuff, and the wife and some Mooney pies and some necklaces with the Marine Corps emblem and all on them. So what does a normal purchase of beads for a ride in one of those parades, what will they normally spend? I've heard all kind of figures.
Well, if you're on a striper's float, like I used to be, you could spend anywhere from $500 to $1,500 on throws.
Okay.
Now, if you own a polka dot float, you might spend $15.
What? What's that mean?
That's an old joke.
That's an old joke.
And my cousin, God bless her, I think she's the queen this year. So
on polka dots, okay. You had the river.
We always tell them, y'all throw like polka dots.
Yep.
But we always said, if you're on a striper float, if you don't throw like crazy, you ain't gonna ride next year.
Uh oh. Yeah. In other words, if you don't produce some throws, you're not gonna get that advantage next year.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, and Kevin will carry us out and bring us back. But hold on, I'll talk to you some more.
All right. Hang on.
All right.
We're gonna take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
And a short time to get there. I'm these kind of like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell will mind and break. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Ramkel, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But we do still have Jarhead online. Jarhead, you with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Okay. Tom, you
have
some questions?
Yeah. Well, like one of the things I was just thinking, do they give those horses any kind of thing to calm them down?
Now, I can't tell you that. They're supposed to be checked by a vet before every parade.
Yeah.
Now, Mobile came out with a little rule this year that anybody that's riding as a marshal has to go through a training course, which our organization did it anyway.
Right, okay.
And maybe they won't put a 500-pound guy on a 300-pound horse this year.
On a midget horse, yeah. Well, I would think they've learned their lesson in that regard. Now, one of the other things, Kevin, and I was talking about on the break was we were talking about those floats or the throws off on the floats and the amount of them. That being said, when you guys have your bags of froze on your horse, do y'all have extra deal around
I have two sets of saddlebags, which would be, four bags, one on either side. Mm-hmm. But you can have extra stuff on the float in front of you, and
that's what I was wondering.
Handler can go up there and get it for you. But we're generally held to about 40 pounds per saddlebag, And but like last year, I was going to put my saddlebag on my float in front of me, but it's a good thing I didn't, because the float that was supposed to be in front of me wasn't in front of me.
Uh-oh, yeah. That's the way it goes.
But now there have been some guys who have people stationed around the parade route who you walk your horse over there to the rail, and they'll hand you a bag of stuff and you throw it over your saddle horn and you just go on about your business.
But is the saddle horn the only thing you've got on there to hook your bags to, or do you have some straps?
Well, that's it. Our saddle bags have a hole in them and they fit right over the saddle horn. So you've got one hanging on either side and you just, but I mean, hey, we're out there for show. We're the good looking ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, cut that out, man.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
It's good looking one.
Good thing they wear a mask.
Yeah, now I know why.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah, now I know why you wear a mask.
That's why they make us wear a mask.
Right.
Yeah. We're good looking until you take that mask off.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what can I say?
It's
cool. And we just pray that you guys be careful down there. I know you're having a blast. I see a lot of people that get on the floats, or after they get on the floats, they get inebriated, and they shouldn't even be on the floats. Thank God they got the porta potties on each one of those floats. So, and that being said, you don't have your own porta potty, do you?
Well, that's what I was fixing to bring up. You know, when you get on the horse, there is no getting off the horse until the parade is over with.
Oh, my God.
Although there is a float right in front of you with a little porta potty on it, you can't get off that horse and run up there and
and
come back.
Well, better carry you a couple of the pins.
Yeah.
No, you better quit drinking at 12 o'clock that day.
Right.
Everything. Even water, probably.
Well, let me tell you, I had a couple of cold beers early last year, and I did. I cut off, and I got on the horse. I was sober as a rock.
Right.
And after 2 hours of bouncing on that horse,
yeah,
when I got off, it was time to go hit the head, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You were looking for the latrine. Appreciate you calling in, buddy. That was some good information.
I got a question for you guys.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
All right, my son's 2007 Toyota Tacoma got a little valve rattle starting off. When you get going, it is due for a service, an oil change, and everything.
Right.
It does run a little rich in the morning, like the choke maybe sticking or something, depending on the weather. Like this morning, it was running real rich this morning. But I'm wondering, you know, oil change, air filter, maybe some time for some plugs, clean the mass airflow sensor, or change the O2 sensor. What do you think?
I don't know that that's going to do anything for a valve clatter. It's unusual for that to happen on the modern vehicles because you have knock sensors and all that. That if it's sensing, you know, a spark knock, it's going to back timing down to where that's not an issue. I assume it doesn't have any check engine lights, codes, or anything.
Only the maintenance service light. It's, you know, like I say, it's time for oil change. And it's not a bad clatter. It's just a little, like might be the grade of fuel might be not as good.
Is it that, or is it the rocker arm or lifter noise?
It sounds more like a little valve clatter because after you get up after second gear, it goes away.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of hard to say, to be honest with you. Normally valve clatter is going to come from either a carbon buildup, and it probably wouldn't hurt to do a decarbon on the motor, because, you know, a spark knock is basically going to be a hot spot in the cylinder, and, it's going to ignite when the fuel gets in there before it's supposed to. You know, that's what causes spark knock. Now,
well, now, Kevin, I'm not as old as Tom. With I might be half of Tom's age, but they do tell me I drive like I'm driving Miss Daisy because I don't get in no hurry to go nowhere.
Right.
So maybe just the best thing to do would be just put it out on the interstate and push that bad boy to the floor.
Not to the floor.
No, but it's you know, run a like a sea foam through it or something that's a decarboning agent in the fuel.
Highly recommend that.
And that'll clean the combustion chambers and that may help it.
Mm-hmm. Sea foam into gas now.
Right, right. And that would probably be a good place to start.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to check, though.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Well, I enjoyed talking to y'all tonight, and we'll get back with y'all next week. And y'all have a good night, and simplify.
Hoorah! Hoorah! Simplify, brother.
Thank you, Jarhead. And let's see. I think we got another caller online. Caller, you with us?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. This is Cecil, Lord Sea Dog. I'm the original Pensacola high-tech redneck.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to talk about cars because I'm blind, and they don't let blind folks drive yet. So, anyway.
You must be kin to Marcus.
I don't know. But I'm going to bring up a name that used to be in the Mobile area that I think an awful lot of, and he died recently. Uh-oh. Charlie Monk.
Bro, Charlie
Remember
Monk?
Charlie Monk?
Yeah.
Charlie Monk. He died a couple of years ago. He was on mornings on Sirius XM. But anyway, you mentioned that you used to work for WABB, or one of you did.
Right, yeah.
But I never worked for WABB, but I had a couple of good friends, and I used to go to the Freeman House all the time. I'd go over there, and I'd spend a guy whose name was Long John. He worked overnight at WABB.
Right, right.
But anyway, I wanted to call and comment on that and appreciate you letting me on your show.
There you go, buddy boy.
You're always welcome.
Now
y'all have a good remember. Lord Sea Dog loves you. Later, Gator.
Later, Gator.
Yep.
What, Lord Sea Dog, is that what he should call?
I think that's what he said. Yeah,
Cecil.
Yeah.
Huh? Cecil? Cecil Sea Dog. Did he call into the station often?
I don't know.
Is he from Pensacola?
I think that's what he said.
Yeah.
I
thought, yeah.
But, yeah, anyway.
Well, I know we got a good signal over there because we got some people there. And in Gulfport, it's got a real strong signal in Gulfport. I was pleased to hear that, too, as well.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yep. No doubt. So I know we got listeners all across the Gulf Coast.
Yep.
So I want to get some of y'all to call in with some questions to give us something to talk about. It's, yep. Yeah.
If you don't,
I'm sure y'all get
question,
tired of hearing
us. Call in and tell us the lie.
Yeah. I'm sure we're y'all lying. Getting tired of hearing us just talk to ourselves. But but that's all right. That's all right. But, I'm sure everybody has, or some people have some questions about the maintenance on their cars or problems they've had with their cars. And give us a call and see if we can't work them out for you. But
with the let's do this about the tires, with the tire sensors and all we have now, they can't replace that valve stem and tire sensor without dismantling that tire, can they?
You have to break the bead. You know, you don't actually have to take the tire off the wheel, but you got to break the bead and push it down, and then you can get in there to change
it out.
Change the sensor out.
Well, does it have a mechanical, like a screw, like a nut on it or something that holds that in and holds it in place to keep it from leaking or what?
Well, what it's got is, it's got a regular valve stem that has a little protruding spot with a threaded piece that you slide the sensor onto and put a screw on to hold it on in place. So,
but is that also like the ground and all to send a signal with or what?
No, it's actually just, it's a radio frequency deal.
Okay.
There's no physical contact anywhere. But
okay.
Anyway, it sounds like it's time for us to take a break. I'm going to let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Roll on, Daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family. Roll on, crew. Roll on, Mama, like I ask you to do.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in. Well, trucking on down to Memphis,
cruising down to New Orleans. And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Remick along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But I think we do have a caller online waiting for us. Caller, are you with us?
Yeah, I had my windshield replaced, and the workman left fingerprints on my black car.
Whoa, whoa.
And they don't wash off.
Mm-mm.
And I need to know if you can tell me the name of one or two or businesses or people who know how to use the clay bar and the sprays and how to do a car that way without, you know, injuring the clear coat.
Right. Well, most of your detail shops, you know, like an Alabama Auto Clean or some of the others here in town, I'm sure could do that. That being said, with circumstances of it being done at a shop, first thing I would do is go back there, show them what's going on, because if for some reason it doesn't clean off or something gets damaged trying to clean it off, they need to be involved, okay? But you need to do that before you try and, you know, get someone else involved trying to clean it. Yeah, they may have something, they can clean it themselves, but I would definitely have the people that installed the glass involved for sure.
But you would recommend Alabama Auto Clean?
Yeah, yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah, they're good. They're good people. They're over off of 580. You know where Toomey's Mardi Gras place is?
Uh huh.
All right, it's to the right of that. If you look at it, Toomey's front door, it's to the right of that down that little road, and you'll see it there on the left. It's a it's a humongous place. But
I think I've been there.
Okay, but what Kevin is talking about is the fact that that's your thing that's on there. There's your what is it, urethane?
It's a black urethane that's is what holds what you glue the windows in with.
Glues the windows in with it. The chemical is in that.
And it's a very
abrasive,
chemical resistant, yeah. You know,
Substance. Yeah.
That, you know, like I say, if it's, it can be cleaned off, don't get me wrong, but it's, like I say, I would have them involved before you went and had something cleaned up on it or try to do something yourself, in case it left a mark that you're not happy with. That way you can say, okay, well, this is,
it's your deal.
This is where it was.
You've got to have it fixed.
Yeah. So,
okay. Well, thank you guys.
All right.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening and calling in. But, you know, it's,
I would wonder who, you know, which glass shop would do something like that though.
I mean, things happen, yeah. You know, and, you know, maybe they just missed a spot that they, touched and didn't realize it or whatever. Like I said, accidents happen, you know, and most of your quality shops are going to take care of
any
issues.
They're going to take care of it. They know it's their responsibility.
Yeah. So,
you know, especially if they've got it on the paint job like that.
Right.
Because it's going to take a special chemical to take that off. Mm-hmm. They should have that in stock at that glass shop.
Right. And I'm sure they do.
And they do. They've got the right stuff to do it with. I know she's... She's like me. I'd be madder than hell if they mess up my damn car.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I ain't never coming back in this joint again, you know?
Right.
But in that, if it causes damage, you need to have somebody that's responsible. And if you do go back and ask them and show them what their error is or accident is and how it's the fact that it's there, they're legally responsible to fix it to your satisfaction.
Yeah. And, you know, if nothing else, you know, first off, give them the opportunity to fix
it. Well, yeah,
And they need to know that this has happened so they can address it internally.
Right, yeah.
And just remind their employees that they got to make sure that it's clean before they leave.
Well, it gives them a chance to clean up their act.
Right,
and
right.
The boss or supervisor, you know, gets all the guys, you know, jerking out at him. Look, we're not going to let this happen. You're trained. They can't put those windshields in unless they're certified to do that.
Right.
Because insurance companies will not certify that glass company to install those glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they have certified people that go to the glass schools, glass classes, and become certified in the proper way to do that.
Right, right.
That's like all the people are working on, you got out there working on cars, they certify. Right.
They've all been through training. They've
Or otherwise, the dealership is not going to let them work on the damn cars.
And you can't. It. I mean, even if you do warranty work in a dealership, if the person that is doing that work and signed off on it is not certified or been trained in that area,
right, not properly qualified,
they won't pay us for it.
They won't pay you for it.
So, and I don't blame them.
That's the thing with these shops like that is they have to be certified and show that their employees are certified, or that insurance company won't let them install a windshield and bill them for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the key point there is that the windshield is actually part of the structure of the car
now it is, yes. Very important.
You know, it's very important to the integrity of the top and the car, and keeping the passengers inside the vehicle.
Right, and safe.
In the case of an accident, you know, so it's an integral part of the airbag system, everything else. So,
right.
You know, it needs to be attached properly and all that kind of stuff. So. Which all the glass companies have people that are certified.
They're all certified or they wouldn't be able to take insurance claims.
Right.
Yeah, let's face it. It's just that simple.
Yep. So I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to give our listeners some homework for the week. I want people to sit and think and listen, write down some questions, give us a call.
Okay.
And, give us something to talk about and some different questions if you got anything on one of your vehicles, new, classic, whatever. I don't care.
Well, we mess with all of them.
Yeah, we mess with all of it. So,
one of us has.
Yeah. But I want to hear some callers next week.
There you go.
And I know people probably are getting to where they're just like listening to us.
Yeah. I've got people. I used to like to call in, but now I just rather listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but. Yeah, it is what it is, and I do appreciate everybody listening and the ones that call in. I appreciate them. Enjoy coming and doing. We'll be back. I know.
And we're just glad that you were able to get back in here and that knee operation worked, brother.
Yeah.
We're blessed to have you back on the show. Yeah. And to all of our first responders and our veterans out there, you know that we respect you, appreciate you, and you are our veterans on the front line at home.
Mm-hmm.
Hoorah.
Yep. And we'll see you next week.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey. Son, he drove low. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town.